Since ancient times, the Holy Family has been held up as an example for our modern families, and rightly so. There are themes such as simplicity of life, suffering together, and making a journey together, which give us great cause to reflect on, and very applicable still today. But there's one character that's sometimes neglected this time of the year. It's Saint Joseph. With all the focus on Mary surrounding Christmas and the Feast of the Mother of God approaching, sometimes Saint Joseph gets left out in the cold. I remember one of the first things that Pope Francis did when he became Pope is he asked us to begin to include Saint Joseph in the invocation of the saints in the Eucharistic prayer. You may remember that. We used to say only, you know, through the Blessed Virgin Mary and the saints and so on. Well, now we say through the Blessed Virgin Mary and her husband Joseph and so on. And so our Holy Father is asking us to also take a look at the life of Saint Joseph. And there are two ways in particular that I see he still serves as an example for us in our modern times. The first is in the area of leadership. And this leadership comes from a headship of the family, which isn't always popular in today's day and age. Notice in all of the readings in Scripture, when God wants Mary and Joseph to go somewhere, who does he tell? He doesn't tell Mary. He doesn't say, Mary, I want you to go get Joseph and go down to Jerusalem. Or, Mary, I want you to go get Joseph and flee to Egypt. He always goes through Joseph. I think that's interesting because there's a great prominence in Mary in our theology and in her instrumentality in the incarnation. But yet it's Joseph that God goes to lead the family from one place to the next. God needs men who are willing to lead. This is particularly true in our faith life, and in a 1994 study that was published in 2000, it was a study on how parents' faith affect their children and how much they practice it after they're out of the home. And of course, the ideal situation was when both mom and dad were practicing the faith and leading their children, taking them to church. But what was interesting that came out of that 1994 study is that women who took their children to church, their children did not tend to practice near as much as when the men took their children to church, indicating that men have a particular influence over their children's faith life. And it didn't matter whether the child was a girl or a boy. But when the dad was involved, you saw a dramatic increase in the participation of the child after they left the home. Fathers and husbands, there are three things you must do in the spiritual life. One is daily prayer with your family. If you neglect this, it is a sin. You must lead your family to Mass on Sunday. And I say lead because it also depends on how you prepare them. If you're dragging them out of bed saying, we have to go to Mass, kids, then your kids are going to grow up thinking we have to go to Mass. But if you get them up in time to properly prepare and you leave the radio off on the way to church and you're talking about the Sunday readings with them, on the way to Mass, well, then you're really leading. The third thing is you must lead your families to confession. And I would recommend once a month. I don't know about you, but after 4 weeks, I start forgetting my sins. And this is probably the area most neglected by our men in the parish. Every Christmas season, or I should say Advent, I hear confessions for our school children. And it always wounds me It hurts when the children come in and they say that it's been since the last school confessions that they went. It's the last time that I and their teachers took them to confession, not you as parents. And fathers, that falls on you. That's on your head and something you're going to have to explain to the Lord in your judgment. Don't try to come up with an excuse. Take your children to confession regularly. A word, though, to the women as well. St. Joseph serves as an example for men, but also a call for women to look for better men. I think one of the gravest errors in our time is that ladies, especially our young ladies, settle for men that are not of God. They're so anxious to start a family or so anxious to have someone to love them that they don't find a man who is a true leader or men who are prayerful. Young ladies, find a man who is a leader, particularly in the faith. If the guy wants to pray with you on your first date, you know you've found a gem. If he wants to sleep with you on your first date, you know you need to run. You see, Joseph also serves as an example for us in the areas of purity and chastity. The tradition of the early church and still today is that Mary was ever virgin, meaning Joseph also remained chaste and celibate in his marriage. Joseph is a model of chastity, and we first have to understand what chastity means. A lot of people say, they look at a priest who doesn't marry, and they say, well, priests have to remain chaste. That's true. So do lay people. You see, chastity is living out your sexuality according to your vocation. In your vocation as marriage, that's very different than a priest who is celibate. But we are all called to chastity. And chastity requires for us to live selflessly. And Jesus teaches us this on the cross, doesn't he? That love isn't love without some sacrifice. And that's true in a dating relationship. When you yearn to be intimate with the one you love, and yet you make a sacrifice because you know there's a greater good. It's even true in marriage when you want to be intimate with the one you love. And yet you know that it might not be the right time for one reason or another. And the gift of love is that sacrifice that you're willing to give. And Joseph teaches us this. Men, we are all called to live chastity. And every single one of us, to one degree or another, men, is called to at times even live celibately. What's heaven going to be like? Did you know that Jesus says to the Pharisees that there is no marriage in heaven? Which means there's no sex in heaven. May as well get ready for it now, right? Not that it's bad. And not that your marital relationships don't need that to have good life. But at times we are all called to make a gift of our bodies in self-sacrifice. And ladies, this call comes to you as well. Find men, especially young ladies, find men who want to be chaste. One of the biggest themes I see right now, and I see this in our school mainly, by the parents, is we have all these single moms in the school. And I don't say that like it's a dirty word. In fact, I commend these mothers. They are bringing their children to Catholic school, trying to raise them in the faith, and many of them without a dad in the picture, sometimes that's not even their fault. But I can tell you it's one of the biggest struggles I see. It's one of the hardest vocations I see. And it can be avoided. Women wait be chaste, and find a good and godly man. So many of our men and women today fall to the error of thinking that if I love someone, then I can live with them. Or if I love someone, I can sleep with them. But Jesus very clearly says through the Apostle St. Paul, fornicators shall not enter the kingdom of God. You must be married to share that intimacy. John Paul II, when he was still alive, frequently said that the breakdown of our society is because of the breakdown of the family. And you see that. Societies that are losing their morals will always coincide with a divorce rate, with child born out of wedlock. Why? Because as the family unit breaks down, that's the foundation, that's the bottom line. That's what society is built on. And if that breaks down, the whole thing crumbles. And that is why God needs good men. Good men to be strong, not just physically or emotionally, but spiritually. To recognize that each of us do have a soul, and that needs leadership too. Men, you have a great gift. This is why we send you to war. You have a great gift to simply set the emotion aside and accomplish what needs to be accomplished. God is asking you to do the same when it comes to the family and when it comes to your faith and when it comes to your chastity. Be strong in temptation. And fight that battle on your knees. And know that you fight it with legions of angels at your side. Lead the women around you not into sin, but into heaven. Did you know there are no recorded words in all of the Bible from St. Joseph? Not a single word quoted in the Bible from St. Joseph. Only his example. And today, let us listen to this voice of Saint Joseph by not having to use words, but actions, to imitate him in leadership and chastity.